I'm Laura Reed. This poem is called Wicked. Here I am in the middle of my life, or maybe even closer to the end, safe in a house with a gabled roof like the kind I used to draw, with two windows over the door like eyes. The house was green and the door was red, like the first house we lived in when we moved to this town, where I've always stayed. You can't see it, but my room has white wallpaper with pink poppies and the walls are cold. I know because I am always pressing my palms against them. Yesterday, my friend said that in my poems I'm wicked, as if my poems are someone different, scraps of paper that fall out of my pockets that I hurry to pick up. She said the difference between us is that I like danger. I, the one who never leaves, who stands on my porch looking out at each morning, growing a little colder, bracing myself for each small change. I, who foolishly had children, forgetting, I guess, that they would leave when the weather vane turned, like in Mary Poppins, lifted up by their umbrellas. I dropped my son at the cemetery so he could wander with his girlfriend among the graves and the rain, and I just drove away, thankful for the slow unwinding of the spool between us, the years of gradually touching him less, so that now I even forget sometimes to kiss him goodnight, and he has to come back downstairs. I want to be that girl again in my basement room, putting on green eyeliner in my mirror and listening to Cat Stevens telling me it was a wild world and it's hard to get by just upon a smile, girl. I want to be that kind of scared. It's good to pretend, but summer is almost over. And I have to stop driving around, singing and thinking I'm young. I have to stand up in front of a class and try to teach them something, like how you should leave someone first, or how you might think you are a person who drew a house and moved inside it, when really you're wicked and always trying to find a way out.